Good afternoon.
下午好。
My father used to take me fishing.
我童年时候，我爸常带我去钓鱼。
Some people fish for sport.
有些人把钓鱼当成比赛的一项目。
We generally hope to catch something which we could eat.
我们只希望钓上几条鱼可以吃就行了。
But whether for sport or to feed oneself, fishing requires patience.
不论你的动机是什么，钓鱼需要耐心。
And patience is sometimes difficult for a small boy to learn.
学习耐心对一个小孩而言是不容易的。
Patience begins before you even go fishing.
学习耐心在你还愿意去钓鱼以前就得学了。
The fisherman has to wait for the right time.
渔夫必须等待合适的时间。
You fish in the early morning before the sun is up, or in the evening as the sun is going down.
在清晨之前，在太阳还没有高照的时候，或者在黄昏，太阳正在下降的时候。
You don't go fishing just when you want to.
钓鱼不是你想去就能去的。
You go when the fish would normally be biting.
你去，当你觉得你钓鱼的机会比较高。
Then you must patiently wait for the fish to bite.
然后你必须耐心地等待鱼上钩。
You put bait on your hook.
要鱼上钩，鱼钩上你必须放诱饵。
You cast it into the water.
然后你把鱼钩扔到水里。
And then you wait.
然后你等。
The fish have to come.
鱼必须要来。
They have to be attracted to the bait.
鱼一定会被你的诱饵所吸引。
They have to bite.
鱼得上钩。
But meanwhile, the fisherman has to wait.Patiently.
在鱼上钩之前，渔夫必须耐心地等待。
If you keep pulling your line up to see if the worm is still on it, the fish will never come and take that bite.
如果你一直拉鱼线，看看鱼上钩了没有，那么鱼永远不会上钩。
Finally, the fish comes and begins to nibble on the bait.
终于来了鱼，它开始轻轻地咬你的诱饵。
The bobber starts to go up and down.
浮子开始向上下移动。
You know a fish is inspecting their bait.
你知道鱼在检查你的诱饵。
But wait.
别急。
Don't pull on the line yet.
别拉线。
A nibble is not a bite.
轻咬诱饵不是时候。
You must be patient.
你需要有耐心。
Wait until the fish bites and tries to swim away.
等到鱼重咬你的诱饵。受伤，试图逃走的时候
，Then you can pull your line and sink the hook into the fish.
然后你拉你的线，让鱼上钩。
But wait again.
小心。
If the fish is big, you might not be able to pull the fish in directly.
如果上钓的鱼是大鱼，你拉线需要有技巧。
Your line would break and the fish would get away.
如果大鱼想逃，线可能会断。
You have to work the line in and out.
你必须有撬门。
You pull on the fish a bit and then you let it go.
撬门就是拉一点，
放一点。The fish has to tire.
你必须让大鱼有没劲的时候。
The fisherman has to be patient until the fish is so tired it can be pulled in and landed.
耐心等待，鱼没劲的时候才能得到大鱼。
Fishing required patience.
钓鱼需要耐心。
And patience is a hard lesson to learn.
学耐心难。
But we need patience in many more serious situations than fishing.
不论你钓不钓鱼，在生活里面很多其他情况下，我们需要耐心。
We need patience in a broad variety of difficult circumstances.
在很多困难的情况下，我们需要耐心。
James introduces our need for patience after having encouraged his readers.With a warning against the ungodly rich.
雅各告诉我们，我们需要耐心。雅各同时警告读者关于不义之财。
Some who were rich were oppressing believers.
有些富人是被压迫的信徒。
In this context, James calls his readers to be patient.
在这样的背景下面，雅各告诉被压迫的信徒要有耐心。
But his readers and we need patience in many other contexts.
除此以外，在很多其他的情况，我们都需要耐心。
Anytime there is suffering, whatever the circumstances, we experience the need for patience.
任何时候我们受伤害有痛苦是考验我们耐心的时候。
We may even suffer hurt from other believers.
伤害你的可能是其他的信徒。
When we face those circumstances, we become very much aware of our need for patience.
当我们面对这些情况，我们非常清楚地了解我们需要耐心。
Perhaps you've heard about the man who wanted patience.
有一个故事可能你们听过，是一个想要耐心的人。
He was very fervent.
他非常热切。
He wanted it now.
他现在就想要耐心。
Well, that's the challenge with patience.
这就是耐心的挑战。
It's something we need immediately.
耐心是我们现在就需要的东西。
But it's also something which must last.
同时耐心必须持续。
We continue to need it.
我们一直都需要耐心。
James gives his readers instructions concerning patience.
雅各给他的读者解释什么是耐心。
We can group them together into four sets.
雅各的讲解我们可以把它分成四组。
We will look at each of these four sets of instructions encouraging us how to be patient.
我们将个别的看每一组如何鼓励我们保持耐心。
And as we do, we will ask some questions to better understand what James is teaching about patience.
要了解雅各讲授的耐心，我们必须提问题。
First set of instructions is found in James 5, verses 7 and 8.
第一组的训词是在雅各书五章第七到第八节。
We can briefly summarize them with the commands in verse 8.
雅各书五章八节总结第一组的训词。
Be patient and strengthen your hearts.
你们也当忍耐，坚固你们的心，因为主来的日子近了。
We need first to ask the question what James means by patience.
首先我们要问的是雅各指的耐心意味着什么呢？
There are various groups of words which are roughly translated as patience.
有不同的词语都大致翻译成为耐心。
I found about seven such groups.
我发觉大概有七组这样的词语。
There are different emphases in these words.
这些词语有不同的侧重点。
James uses words from two such groups in this passage.
在这段经文里面，雅各用了七组中的两组。
One word group appears in verses 7 through 10.
其中一组出现在诗篇第七到十节。
A second group is found in verse 11.
第二组出现在第十一节。
James first uses a word for patience, which stresses the inward quiet which one should have when one waits.
在等待的时候内心是平静的安静，雅各第一次这么的解释耐心。
The focus is largely on what goes on inside of us.
重点在我们内心的感受。
The patient person holds their spirit in check.
有耐心的人会检查他们的内心世界。
They do not respond with hate.
他们不会用憎恨回应。
They do not allow bitterness to grow in them.
有耐心的人内心不会是酸溜溜的。
They do not despair.
有耐心的人不绝望。
The patience to which James calls us here is an inwardly quiet waiting.
雅各在这里告诉我们，耐心是一种内心安静的等待。
This should naturally be seen in our outward response.
我们外在的反应，反映了我们内心的等待是不是安静的。
The word points to an inward quality.
耐心是内向质量的测量。
But if we are inwardly quiet, then we should respond outwardly in a similar fashion.
如果我们内心平静，那么我们向外的反应也应该是平静的。
On the other hand, a person may act quietly, but have bitterness or hate inside.
一个人可能看起来平静，可是他内心可能是酸溜溜的，或者有憎恨的。
We need to guard against that.
这我们需要警惕。
James helps us understand this patience with the illustration of a farmer.
雅各用一个农民的例子来帮助我们理解耐心的意义。
The farmer must wait for the harvest.
收成，农夫必须等待。
There are things that must happen.
收成要有雨。
It must rain. You said that. I thought that might be the case. James mentions two special times of rain in Israel.
雅各提到以色列有两个特殊时期的雨。
Each time had its purpose for the harvest.
每一次都和收成有关。
The early rains were in October and November.
早期的降雨在十月和十一月。
The soil had become hard in the hot summer.
土壤已经在炎热的夏天变得很硬。
And the early rains softened the ground.
早期的降雨将地面软化。
The farmer then sowed his seed in the ground.
农夫才能在地上播种。
Rain continued throughout the winter as the grain grew.
整个冬季谷物生长，下雨必须持续。
But the rains finally slowed up until rain became scarce in April.
降雨慢慢的减少，到了四月降雨成为稀缺。
Late rains came in April or May.
后期的下雨一般上在四月或者五月。
They gave a final freshening of the crops as they ripened for harvest.
后期的降雨给农作物在成熟收获之前充分的水分。
Wheat ripened in May.
五月小麦成熟。
Fruits ripened in August.
八月水果成熟。
The farmer had no alternative but to wait.
农民没有其他的选择，只得等待。
There was a cycle which had to be completed.
播种到收成这个周期得完备。
Certain things had to happen.
周期里的单项事情必须及时完成。
First came the early rains and he could sow.
首先是前期降雨，然后才可以播种。
Then came the late rains.
再次降雨。
Afterwards came finally the harvest.
最后才是收成。
So too the believer must wait.
信神的兄弟姐妹，你们必须等待。
Certain things must yet happen.
有些事情不出现，周期没到。
We wait until the Lord returns.
周期没到，神决定，我们得等主回来。
There are certain things which he must do.
有些事情神必须做。
What strengthens us to wait quietly?
静静地等待强化了我们的什么呢？
It's this truth that the Lord is returning at any moment.
强化我们相信在任何时候主会回来。
James wrote, strengthen your hearts because the coming of the Lord is at hand.
雅各写道，加强你的信心，因为主回来就在眼前。
The coming of the Lord is a day of judgment.
主回来的那天是判断的一天。
It's a time when things will be set right.
主回来的时候会把事情放在正确的位置。
It's a positive prospect for those who are right with God.
信神的，这是一个好时候。
It should horrify those who are in rebellion against God.
不信神的，这是一个惊恐的时候。
When there is persecution or unfairness, keep in mind that Jesus is returning.
当有破坏或者不公平的时候，记住，主会回来。
He will judge the wicked.
主回来的时候，他会审判恶人。
He will make everything right.
他会把事情放在正确的位置。
Wait for it as the farmer waits for the harvest.
等待主回来的那一天，就像农夫等待收成。
James continues with the second set of instructions in verse 9.
在第九节，雅各继续教授第二组的训词。
The idea is related.
两组训词的想法是相关的。
He builds on the implication of coming judgment.
两组的训词的想法都建立在未来的审判。
But he also expands the need for patience.
同时，他雅各把这个概念同时雅各告诉我们，我们需要耐心。
He now relates it to our patience toward other believers.
雅各说，我们对其他信徒要有耐心。
Don't grumble against each other, brothers, or you will be judged.
兄弟们，不要抱怨，不要反目成仇，否则你会被审判。
The English word grumble expresses well the idea.
英文里的单词抱怨很好地表达了这个想法。
When we grumble, we don't express ourselves out loud.
当我们抱怨，我们没有表达自己的想法。
We sigh.
我们。
We groan.
呻吟，我们感叹。
We complain inwardly.
我们内心抱怨。
We are not content with what someone has done.
我们不满足别人做的事。
We suffer because of it.
我们受苦因为别人做的事。
But we keep it to ourselves except for that wordless sigh.
但是我们除了无言的叹息，苦头只能够留给自己。
James does not tell us the reason in this context that believers might have been grumbling against other believers.
雅各并没有告诉我们在那种情况下信徒可以对其他信徒抱怨。
It might be connected with the oppression from the rich.
这可能跟富人压迫穷人有关。
Perhaps there was an expectation that other believers should have helped against that oppression.
或许有一种期望，其他信徒应该帮助解决富人压迫穷人的问题。
We can imagine the unspoken questions.
我们可以想象潜在的问题。
Why did he not help me?
为什么他不帮我呢？
Why didn't he not say something?
为什么他不说几句话呢？
Why didn't they show any understanding of my situation?
为什么他们不理解我的情况呢？
Why are they so hard-hearted?
为什么那么狠心呢？
If we jump down to verse 10, we can see a picture of patience without such grumbling.
如果我们看第十节，雅各让我们看有耐心没有牢骚的一个画面。
James points the reader to look at the Old Testament prophets.
雅各要读者看旧约关于先知的记录。
The prophets had suffered under persecution.
当时的先知承受迫害。
Jesus had referred to the persecution of the prophets.
耶稣提到先知的迫害。
People in the Old Testament had persecuted and stoned the prophets.
在旧约，人们迫害先知，在先知的身上扔石头。
The prophets were God's messengers.
先知是神的使者。
They spoke in the name of the Lord.
先知说的是奉
They were certain that their message came from God.
先知确信他们的信息来自神。
They were certain that the message had application.
他们确定神的信息有应用之地。
But the people rejected them.
但是人们拒绝先知。
How did they react?
先知是如何应付呢？
As long as they lived, they continued in ministry.
只要他们活着，他们继续事工。
They did not complain against God.
先知没有抱怨反对神。
We read how at times they pled to God for the people who persecuted them.
有记录告诉我们先知如何向上帝要求那些迫害他们的人。
They suffered without grumbling.
他们受苦不抱怨。
Have you ever grumbled against other believers?
你有没有对其他信徒抱怨过呢？
They said something or did something by which you were hurt.
或许其他信徒说了些什么或者做了什么你受伤了。
They didn't actually sin.
其实其他信徒并没有犯罪。
But you were still hurt.
但是你还是受伤。
You didn't tell anybody.
你没告诉任何人。
But to yourself you grumbled.
但是你内心抱怨。
They didn't include me.
他们没有包容我。
They forgot my birthday.
他忘了我的生日。
They didn't think to save me a seat.
他没有想到给我留一个位置。
Oh, they embarrassed me by what they said.
他们让我感到尴尬。
We should guard ourselves against such grumbling.
我们应该防备这种牢骚。
There's a good motivation not to grumble.
不发牢骚是好的。
James explains the reason in verse 9.
在第九节，雅各解释为什么。
Such grumbling is judging others.
这样的发牢骚是评判他人。
We are condemning them in our hearts for their actions.
我们谴责他们，在我们内心，我们谴责他们。
But all judgment is given to Jesus.
但是审判这件事情是耶稣的事。
We should not presume to do.That which belongs only to him.
什么东西属于耶稣的事，不是我们来决定的。
And he is coming.
主会回来。
He is standing at the door.
主就站在门前。
Don't presume to do what is given to him to do.
你不需要想耶稣应该做什么。
He will take care of any wrong that is done.
主是公义的。
He will deal with the wrong done to us.
对我们不公平的，主会处理。
He will deal with the wrong which we do as well.
我们不公义的，主也会处理。
Now, not all men in the Old Testament were free of grumbling.
在旧约的里面的伟人，不是每一个都不发牢骚。
The next example which James uses was patient, but not particularly free of grumbling.
雅各的下一个例子就是有耐心，也有一些牢骚。
And it's Job.
这是约翰，约伯，对不起。
Therefore, James uses another word for patience as he gives us a third set of instructions.
所以雅各用另外一个词语来描述耐心，这是他在第三组的训词里面。
Generally, we can refer to this patience as perseverance or endurance.
我们可以这么了解耐心，有恒心和耐力。
Job endured great suffering.
约伯忍受极大的痛苦。
He lost his riches.
约伯失去他的财富。
His children died.
他的儿子死了。
Finally, he lost his health.
最后他失去了他的健康。
But he never turned against God.
但是约伯从来不反抗上帝。
He did not break under suffering.
他没有因为苦难而放弃。
He trusted God.
他相信神。
James assumes that his readers knew the rest of Job's story.
雅各假设读者知道约伯其他的故事。
The majority were probably Jews.
雅各的读者大多数是犹太人。
They would have known the story of Job well.
这些犹太人知道了约伯的故事。
At the end, God blessed Job.
最后上帝保佑约伯。
God gave him twice as much as he had had before.
约伯曾经有过的，上帝加倍给了。
He gave him 7 more sons and 3 more daughters.
七个儿子，三个女儿。
His greater family came to him.
家庭。
They gave him presents and they comforted him.
家庭给他安慰，家庭给他现在感。
Jesus promises us that if we endure, God will also bless and reward us.
耶稣应许我们，如果我们有恒心和耐力，上帝会保佑和奖励我们。
We read this in Matthew 5 verses 11 and 12.
马太福音五章十一到十二节这样告诉我们。
Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you,and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you.
人若因我辱骂你们，迫害你们，念造各种坏话毁谤你们，你们就有福了。
We should want to please Jesus.
Yes, one more sentence.
Okay, I thought so.
应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的常试是大的，在你们以前的先知，人也是这样逼迫他们。我们应该讨主的喜乐。
Okay. We do not suffer for the sake of suffering.
我们不是为了受苦而受苦。
To endure suffering means we continue to trust in God through it.
忍受痛苦意味着我们继续相信主。
We remain faithful to Jesus throughout our troubles.
不论我们遇到什么厄运，我们仍然忠实于主。
The fourth and final set of instructions may seem at first to introduce a new thought.
第四，也是最后一个训词，似乎是一个新的思路。
Don't swear or else be condemned, verse 12.
不要辱骂，否则将会被谴责。
But there are reasons to consider this as part of the previous verses.
但是这段经文是前经文的一部分。
First, there's a conjunction used which connects it with the previous verses.
首先，这两段经文是结合和连接在一起。
Second, the comparison above all else is best understood in the context rather than absolutely.
这段经文最好在上下文中的背景下。
It hardly seems possible. That swearing is more to be avoided than idolatry or murder.
我们不能够将咒骂和崇拜偶像或者谋杀比较，这样不容易理解。
But it is possible that James sees it as most important in responding patiently.
雅各的重点可能是别咒骂，要有耐心。
Third, it fits well the negative example of Peter.
第三，彼得的反面的例子证明了这一点。
James does not use this example.
雅各不使用这个例子。
But you will see how it fits in just a moment.
我们将会理解为什么。
First, it's helpful to understand what James means by swearing.
首先我们要了解雅各所说的诅骂意味着什么。
At least in English, the word swear could be used for bad language.
至少在英文里面有脏话的含义。
But the word here and the primary meaning in English is to make an oath.
可是在这里咒骂主要的意义有誓言宣誓的含义。
Specifically, it means to affirm that something is true and to call upon something greater, like God, to guarantee that.
特别是要肯定事情的真实性，求上帝保证。
In this context, James forbids making an oath to establish one's truthfulness.
在这个背景下，雅各不允许以先誓来建立自己的真实性。
Now, the Jews knew that they should not make an oath in God's name, and then break that oath.
犹太人知道他们不应该以上帝的名义起誓，然后背约。
So they would swear by other things.
所以犹太人他们会用其他的名义起誓。
Jesus made mention of this in Matthew 5.
耶稣在马太福音五章提到这一点。
They would swear by heaven or by the earth or by Jerusalem.
犹太人以天或者以地或者以耶路撒冷起誓。
They thought that such oath-taking would allow them to break that oath.
犹太人认为这样的启示将允许他们打破誓言。
James was probably thinking of the teaching of Jesus when he wrote this letter.
当雅各写这段经文的时候，他也许想到耶稣的教导。
James, like Jesus, said not to take oaths at all.
雅各就像耶稣，坚持不要启示。
What you say should be truthful.
你说的应该是真实的。
If you say yes, then you should mean yes.
如果你说是，那应该就是。
If you say no, then you should mean no.
如果你说不是，那么就应该是不是。
Peter illustrates this wrong practice.
彼得是个做错，彼得是负面的一个好例子在这里。
When Jesus was betrayed, he was taken to the high priest.
当耶稣被出卖，耶稣被带到大祭司。
Peter followed from a distance.
彼得随后从远处跟着耶稣。
He got into the courtyard of the high priest's house.
彼得进了大祭司的院子里。
There, some people started asking him if he were not also a disciple of Jesus.
有些人开始问彼得。
He denied it.
是不是耶稣的门徒？他否认了。
At one point, he says, he denied it again with an oath. I don't know the man.
马太福音二十六章，彼得又不承认，并且起誓说，我不认得那一个人。
Peter tried to make himself more believable by using an oath.
彼得试图通过起誓提高自己的可信的程度。
How might this connect with the preceding verses about patience under suffering?
这怎么和前面的在痛苦里面忍耐有连贯呢？
In the midst of unjust persecution, a believer might be tempted to offer oaths concerning his innocence.
在不公正的被迫害的时候，一个信徒可能想提供有关自己的清白誓言。
It's easy to imagine the pressure to make an oath when one's truthfulness is being challenged.
这是很容易理解的。当一个人的真实性受到质疑的时候，使用启示的方法。
This is what Peter did.
这就是彼得所做的。
He swore to cover a lie.
他启示要覆盖一个谎言。
He wanted to make his lie sound truthful.
他想把他的谎言听起来有真实性。
He did not want to be associated with Jesus.
在彼得的谎言里面，他不要跟耶稣有关。
We should not need to call upon anything to establish our truthfulness.
我们不需要呼叫任何来建立我们的真实性。
We should not need to add, I swear.
我们不需要发誓。
We should be known for our truthfulness.
别人应该知道我们的真实。
James states a very good reason in verse 12 for not taking oaths.
在十二章，雅各给了一个很好不发誓的理由。
He says to his readers, avoid taking oaths so that you will not fall under judgment.
雅各说，不要发誓，这样你就不会被审判。
Resorting to oaths to establish our truthfulness breaks faith with God in at least three ways.
依靠发誓来建立我们的真实性，至少在三方面。我们对神的信心会被打破。
It breaks faith when someone takes an oath by anything other than God.
不用上帝，用任何名字发誓，也会打破对神的信心。
Jesus explained this problem.
耶稣解释这个问题。
To swear by heaven forgets that heaven is the place of God's throne.
靠天发誓，不要忘，天堂是上帝的宝座之地。
To swear by the earth forgets that the earth is his footstool.
靠地发誓，不要忘，地球是神的脚凳。
Such swearing ignores that God is sovereign over everything.
靠天发誓也好，靠地发誓也好，这忽略了神的主权高于一切。
It excludes God, and that brings a person under judgment.
谁忽略神，谁被审判。
Second, it breaks faith with God when someone takes an oath by God in a certain manner.
在特定的方式下，靠神发誓会打破信神的信念。
When a person makes an oath by God, he or she assumes or requires God to act in a certain manner.
靠神发誓，我们要求上帝为我们干活。
It calls upon God to reveal his or her truthfulness or else punish that person.
靠神发誓，我们呼吁上帝透露那人别人的真实性，否则惩罚那个人。
In general, we have no right to require God to act in this fashion.
我们没有要求神采取行动的权利。
We would be demanding something of him.
当我们要求神采取行动的时候，
This fails to acknowledge God as sovereign Lord.
我们不承认上帝是至高无上的主。
We cannot command him.
我们不能够命令神。
It breaks faith with God.
这样的话，我们会对打破我们对神的信心。
Third, it breaks faith when we, as children of God, of the God of truth, take oaths to establish our truthfulness.
第三，当我们以神的儿女发誓来建立我们的真实性，我们打破了对神的信心。
Whoever truly receives Jesus Christ for who he is and trusts on him for what he has done becomes a child of God.
谁真正接受耶稣基督并相信他的所作所为，才是上帝的儿女。
As children of God, we should have God's characteristics.
作为神的儿女，我们应该有上帝的特性。
We should act like God.
我们的行为应该有上帝的像。
God is the God of truth.
神是真实的神。
We should be those who tell the truth.
我们应该说真话。
We should not have to take an oath to establish our truthfulness.
我们不需要采取任何方式发誓来建立我们的真实性。
Being truthful should be part of our character.
求真应该是我们的性格的一部分。
We should let our yes be yes and our no be no in order that we do not come under condemnation.
我们说是就是是，不是就不是，这样我们才不会受到谴责。
Even under the pressure of persecution or suffering, we should simply be truthful.
即使在迫害或者痛苦的压力下，我们还是真实的。
Have you ever been falsely accused?
你曾经被诬告过吗？
We can feel great pressure inwardly to prove what we say is the truth.
在这一刻， 当我们所说的是真话，我们可以感受到很大的压力。
Don't resort to oaths.
记得不要发誓。
Just be consistent in speaking truthfully.
要讲如实一致。
Be patient.
要有耐心。
Let God ultimately justify you.
最后，上帝对你是公义。
This is ultimately the challenge which James addresses.
最后，雅各教授我们的挑战是
Be patient.
要有耐心。
Be quiet in your hearts, knowing that the Lord is coming.
心静，知道主会回来。
Don't grumble.
不要抱怨。
Endure.
要忍耐。
Don't swear.
不要诅咒。
The commands are clear, but the doing is sometimes hard.
神的命令是明确的，可是实现起来有些时候有困难。
But there's help for the child of God.
神的儿子，神会帮助。
God has given His Spirit to all who are truly His children.
上帝把他的灵给他的孩子。
And the Spirit produces in the child of God love, joy, peace, and patience.
上帝的灵使他的儿子拥有爱、喜乐、和平和忍耐。
We are not left on our own.
我们不需全部靠自己。
We choose to be patient.
我们选择了耐心。
We choose to act patiently.
我们选择了耐心行事。
But God also works patience in His children as we respond to Him with obedient hearts.
但是上帝也对他的孩子有耐心，等待我们有一颗听话的心。
Without God's work in our hearts, we might not even want to be patient.
如果上帝没有在我们的心中动工，我们可能不愿意耐心等待。
We might not understand the reasons to be patient.
我们可能不理解为什么需要耐心的等待。
When we place our trust in Jesus, God changes our hearts.
当我们信靠主，上帝改变了我们的心。
He gives us hearts that want to do right.
他给了我们一颗心想做正事的心。
He makes us able to do what is right.
他让我们能够做正事。
We will want to be patient.
我们会要耐心等待。
We will be able to be patient.
我们能够耐心等待。
Patience may be hard.
耐心可能很难。
But nothing is impossible with God.
但是神会帮助他的孩子，没有什么是不可能的。
Even if we are wrongly suffering, we can be patient.
即使我们被诬告，我们会有能力耐心等待。
To be patient is to our benefit and to God's glory.
耐心是我们的福利，也是上帝的荣耀。
Amen.
Amen.